Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, April the 4th, 95th day of the new year. Special opportunity. We have Rob Arkley with us, and we might have a couple of other folks joining the corral.
It's great to be here.
Go on. Yeah. Well, it's coming back into the city. You know,
it's a 29th anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't make a lot of noise about that kind of stuff around here for whatever reason, but today is the 29th anniversary of the show start.
Was your beard gray back then?
I see. We're starting low and going down. So this show, we're just going to kind of do a little reminiscing. I'm sure we'll end up talking about some other stuff, too. And so hopefully we'll fill in some of the blanks, if there are such. And yes, this was the original theme of Talk Shop, too.
Isn't that fun?
The bongos have been with us all the way since 83. So we'll be back talking about whatever it is we're going to talk about, and we'll do it after this.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:16. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, so to speak. But before we do, we found a quote.
Yes, and it's especially appropriate for Holy Week. The mind is its own place and in itself can make heaven of hell and a hell of heaven, by John Milton.
Ooh, an oldie.
Yeah.
And contrary to everybody's thought, this is not the original quote book.
It's not. Did you start the quote of the day?
I don't know. I think a couple years into it.
Okay.
I think.
And what about your closing, hug someone you love?
That was about 12 years ago. And the one before, the other element of that, make it a good day. I don't know where that one came from. I just kind of poof. That was me.
Well, I like
that.
That was me.
It's kind of interesting thinking about the initial shows and some of the players that were here then. It's almost making me feel old.
No, but I think a lot of good things have happened.
But a lot of turnover. We've had, I think, seven police chiefs in 29 years from EPD.
Well, that's 4 years a copy.
Yeah, and Shipley, Ray was here for a long time on the first end.
Yeah.
And we've had a couple of guys that haven't made it more than a couple of years.
And that was probably 2 years too long.
Yeah, yeah, there were a couple of them. But it's been interesting. I don't know, you're probably going through this a little bit also in your neck of the woods, where there starts to be an inkling that perhaps the experience and the knowledge and the history, and you've gone on the trail a couple of times now, and you know what to expect. Some of that stuff starts popping in.
It really does. And isn't that, I've concluded that's what wisdom is what you see are redundant fact patterns that were a case of first impression the first 40 years of your life.
Yeah, it was like, wow. And now it's like, okay, that's how it plays out.
Oh, here's what he's really trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, we're trying to even remember the original group. We were spending a little time in the office before. I do remember Tim Adele.
Yes.
Dean's nephew. Ray was on in the first 2 weeks because we had a two-week rotator at that point.
That was Ray Shipley?
Shipley, yeah. We had Joe Stein, who was a wine guy. Bob Herrick, who was the
Cottage Gardens.
Guy. Yeah. That evolved into Kim Rodriguez and the folks at the UC Extension.
Right.
Evelyn Wunderlich was the first one.
So yep.
I think she was a Friday. The Soups were always there. Irv, I remember.
He loved you.
Did you get to know Irv very well?
I can't say I knew Irv well. He always gave me, I would say, clippy answers when I met him at places.
I remember the first show week, and I hadn't really learned at that point open-ended versus closed-end questions. You know, you're 22.
Didn't matter to him, though.
What do you?
No, everything was closed in.
Yes, no, yes, no. That was. I think that show still has more questions than any program that we've done on this thing. And on the flip side, Danny Walsh,
the best.
Who I was like, I need to ask you a question here. Shut up. Give me a chance.
No, there's no yes, no answer in his repertoire.
Yes, no, no. I was trying to focus it to within a 10-minute answer.
Yeah. The other thing about Danny is he can breathe in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you can't stop him.
No, no. He gains momentum at the breaks. Yeah. So there was Irv, Anna.
Oh, Anna Sparks.
Wes, Danny, and then Harry Pritchard, he's the only soup in the time that has never chosen to appear on the show.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it was probably his speech impediment.
Okay.
His lisp that probably was the
It's concern. Too bad. He had a lot to offer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, particularly his vision. I still think it is more than valid of having a four-lane the whole way from end to end of California.
Yep.
It'd be tough.
Changed our world. Wish we had a little more of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Richardson's Grove was just as bad to drive through back then as it is today.
Boy, I made a run to Brookings on Monday. You know, all that road work that they were doing along the bluffs?
Yeah.
It moved a couple of inches down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's one spot probably about halfway through when you pop out of the trees headed south, and they have those, what do they call them, K-rail?
Yes.
It disappears.
Uh-oh.
It comes back up, but it
don't miss
it. It's gone that far.
Well, speaking of bluffs and the coast, Peter Douglas passed.
I did see that.
Yeah. So he was around for a long time.
Yeah. You start thinking about some of these older fellows and gals who were part of the area at that time. Even we started, I think, 10 years after? Wait, could it be? How old's Partain?
Boy, he's got to be 85 or so.
I saw him Saturday night. I didn't get a chance to talk with him. I was thinking when Community Comment started. I went back to Nebraska in the...
It started in 83, didn't it?
No, this started in 83.
Community Comment.
I'm thinking late 70s. It was when CBS was still running the Spectrum series.
See, I was a law student then.
Yeah, you young thing, you.
Yeah, a mere child.
So I'm thinking, boy, Community Comment's probably been 35 years.
And that's a great thing. Boy, you... Yeah.
I was flashing to the originals there, too. Dick Johnson was not... Well, maybe Dick was.
I don't be so
Dick
sure.
was an original. I think he's the only one in the cast of characters.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to research some of this stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, the nice thing is we move along, and a lot of it stays the same, but there's a lot of positive change, too.
Yeah, if you go backwards far enough, you see some of those changes.
Well, I think the city of Eureka looks better now. Well, that's probably not right. In the early 80s, the city of Eureka probably, except for Old Town, probably looked a little better than it does now. But
yeah, Old Town was rough then.
Oh, in the low 90s, it was a nasty place.
Before they went in and took care of all the old refrigerators.
Yeah, and 4th and 5th Street was completed. I mean, a lot of these things were completed. So there's been a lot of positive moves.
KINS, News and Information Times, 423. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 427. We're back to talk shop, well, reminiscing shop.
Yeah.
With Rob Arkley this afternoon, as today's the the 29th anniversary of the show starting, which, and it started as a morning program.
It
I think
did.
The first 10 years or so, 10? 10 years or so, it was like 8:15, 8:18 until 9 o'clock. So,
and it was, that was before Rush.
It was before Rush, and then it also led into Rush.
Wasn't Bruce Williams the hot guy back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bruce and Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jeffy
Raphael. So those two, and then they had the weekends with Meltzer and Harvey Rubin, and that was really the first, other than Larry King, who was later on in the evenings.
And who was the other guy? There was some guy from Sonny Block.
We had Sonny Block before he went to jail.
Yeah, before he went to jail.
And the real estate, Sun Radio Network was the one. We found him in conjunction with Jeff Brooks, the automotive guy.
I love Jeff Brooks.
And Jeff, we followed through, I think, 6 or 7 networks before he finally died. And just all over the place.
An unbelievable genius. I've never heard anybody in his or her trade know off the top of his head. He was a genius.
Yeah, it was, and it was. I mean, there were no teleprompters. There was no computer screens. It was just
Sharon and I, knowing. When we started Security National, lived up in an apartment in Alaska. And I think Saturday or Sunday was my day to do some cleaning in the house. And Jeff Brooks was on. And it always was so fun to listen to Jeff Brooks up in Anchorage.
Well, and it was when he came here, I think we had him four or five times here. It was cult-like. We knew we had listeners. But to see folks driving all the way down from Gold Beach to get a bottle of QMI autographed was just... It still is a little. I don't get that part of what this business is.
I remember Dad had problems with one of his trucks, some part of it, and your dad gave my dad his number.
Oh, gave to
Jeff Brooks
to the shop,
and Dad got to talk to Jeff Brooks for 10 minutes, and Jeff said, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about."
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the keys to some of these longer lived programs. Is if you're a regular guy, you can make it.
Yeah.
If you get wrapped up in the cause celeb, things become very challenging.
Yeah,
because you change.
It's hard. It's no different than for a business. If you can't change, you're going to become roadkill fairly soon.
Yeah, easy pickings.
Yeah, and because that's the one thing about capitalism, it's creative destruction. It's no different than radio. Remember, the station we're on now used to be 980 on your radio dial.
Still getting some people wondering. And that's cool. You know, do it for 55 years or however long it was. Yeah, you'd like to think that, you know, people were ripping their knobs off and they can't change.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
that's what you strive for. I mean, that's what you strive for, too. You know, brand loyalty, business loyalty, that's what you want.
It's all about relationships.
Yeah, yeah. So before it was a little frustrating. Now it's almost nostalgic to it.
Well, I think this is kind of fun right now. And K-Red was country back then.
Way back when?
Yeah, and when you started.
K-Red was the rock station.
Well, that's when Smullen had it.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah, with the Cata Cowboys.
Cata Cowboys.
And then about that time, there were two or three radio stations on FM.
Yep.
And, yeah, K-Rid was the country station.
Yep.
And Cata was the rock station. Us, KFMI had come on the air, and KXGO was Beautiful Music.
And Kika came later.
KINS, News and Information Times, 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop with Rob Arkley.
Hey, Bri.
This afternoon, we're spending a little bit of time, I guess, reminiscing more than anything else.
Yeah. Do you think the fishing was better back then?
You know, as a guy that sees tubing as the highest form of fly fishing.
Oh.
that was Dad.
Oh.
I have no idea. All I can remember is him tying brindle bugs.
Yep, that was the fly
over.
On
Lloyd,
the Klamath.
Lloyd Sylvie's.
Yep.
At the shop on Harris.
Well, then there was Dedini's down in Ferndale, too.
Well, that was a long-distance drive for us.
That was a big drive. That was a project and a lot of begging.
Yeah. You had to make allowances and pack a lunch.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's funny with the music theme. Either people really like it or they despise it. Everybody's got an opinion about the bongos.
Really? I kind of like it. What's not to like?
I don't know. Fatigue.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same as Rush.
With the Pretenders.
Yeah.
The music. Yeah, you can use a bunch of different, more contemporary, or change out the bumpers and all that stuff.
You don't need to. If once you start, yeah, it'll never...
It's there.
It's there. It's embedded.
Yeah.
It's deep knowledge.
Yeah. Both Aaron and I know, okay, we got 5 seconds. We better throw a mic open now. I think probably one of the biggest areas of question people ask, you know, in the grocery store, that kind of stuff, is how much time do you spend prepping for this thing?
Hours and hours.
Yeah. It really is a little bit of a come down or let down, I think, when we say, well, when the door opens and the music's starting and we go in the room, we start thinking about it.
Yeah, but you...
Specific to that show.
But if you're doing a local show, I don't know of anybody, including a reporter for the Times Standard, who knows more about what's going on than you do. And I don't know...
You have to know the community.
Yeah, but how do you gather your information the way you do?
Right now.
Okay.
We just buddies and contacts, and I think being primarily in sales... For 25 of the 30 years, you're out and you talk to people and you find out what's going on. But I think the thing that has really allowed this show to separate a little bit is two things. One, the consistency on Aaron's side.
Yes.
I don't know, how long have you had to suffer through this thing? About half the time? 10, 12 years?
It's been longer than that.
15, 20?
It's been 17.
Is it so? Okay. So, well over half. And we had John Graves did 5 or 6 years, and then Rich Taylor. And that's it. Oh, Dave Klein did a couple of years. But, you know, I mean, they get to know me and Mike Workies.
And that
helps certainly the flow of the show and stuff. But I think consistency and being local and just always kind of being curious.
Well... But you're not the gossip. You're not the
subject. No, it's not a gossip program.
No, but you're not subject to as gossip, but you sure have your finger on the pulse. That's what amazes me.
Oh, you mean people coming shots at me?
No, not shots at you. Just you don't do it from a gossip standpoint. You just happen to have your better than a newspaper reporter that I've run into, you know, newspaper reporters. And
I seem to have a retention ability with some of the stuff.
I think Yeah,
it's just, but, you know, if you're part of your communities, wherever your community is, the stuff makes sense to you or is interest, and it sticks.
Yeah, and you also have 20 different people a month.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah,
so
there's
that
a whole bunch
a
of different inputs.
Swath.
Yeah, yeah, that is one thing that people have asked: why don't you have more difference? Why don't you have realizing that my concept here is to limit the impact of my day with this as much as we can. That would mean I'd have to work at it.
Yeah. Could start serving beer.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it up.
Well, then we could only have 3 in the room. We'd have 10 out in the parking lot, so I don't know.
But have you had Congressman on, or has Thompson ever come on?
I think he's been on once or twice. Riggs was on once or twice. It's, you know, we talk about it on the show pretty regularly, that once somebody goes from the supervisor local level away, either they forget about us or they just got more important things to do. And there's validity in either of them. It's not a personal thing. I don't worry about that. But it was interesting. A couple years ago, I think we had Chesbro. I think Wes was in town. Brought him back on. And what you see is what you get, right?
Yeah.
And Wes certainly had changed and slickified in a lot of his stuff.
Oh, no, he's really citified.
So here I'm sorry, Wes, I remember when you were.
Yeah.
And
your first job was stuffing K-pop.
Yeah,
in a.
Yeah. I haven't changed a whole lot. So, this is what. And that was a little tough for him. I think Danny came back and did a couple of shows. And, he slickified also. And it just, when you leave town.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
change a little bit, and when you come back, most of us haven't changed that much. No. So what was in place and in sync before isn't quite.
Yeah,
an easier show to have Wilson Riles on than it was to have either of those guys on after they had left the area and came back.
Really?
Yeah, it's just different.
I'm so glad we do have a crop of kids coming back. We have some mid-20s, low to upper 20s kids that are coming back and going to make this their home again. And so I think that's a pretty great.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of them that are out there that are wanting to also. If there was a sense of more economic stability
and
future. And I think it's drip, drip, drip. I don't think it's going to come in a tidal wave. I think it's just going to be over time. A kid that you went to school with is there and doing okay, and then there's another one. Well, maybe I can try it now.
Yep.
Onesie, onesie, onesie instead of a big, big thing until something changes.
The one that makes me sad are the people that live here all their lives and retire somewhere else. It always makes me wonder, did you not like it here?
Yeah, the curiosity of how come.
And you have your ability to retire, your financial ability to retire, all came from Humboldt County, from all of us, and you leave us. I don't know.
Unless there's a medical, some of the guys, you've got to go to the desert.
And they may want to be closer to their grandkids and things like that, but I still wish they didn't leave. Don Tenney passed last week, and he was an old local person, and his daughters, they had so many old-timers, mid-timers, and young-timers at the service. It was just a really wonderful thing of what a community is. There's a great deal to be said.
Well, Harvey, in Les Westfall, I mean, there's a number of those folks that are there.
A great generation.
And you see that, and that, who was I talking with? It must have been that elder statesman, Bill McCauley.
Oh, yeah.
He's 6 days older than me. And we were talking
about... Well, he doesn't carry it well.
I don't know if he's listening real soon. The change of the guard.
Yep.
And that now there's this 15 or 20-year window. And is it landing on those of us who are a little bit younger being pushed forward because those that were a little bit older than us were leaving when the lumber mills started to go through their constriction?
That's my assessment precisely. I'm 56, going to be 57. It is a vacant field of age peers. There are a few of us, but not very many. You're just that little smidge younger, and a lot of you guys stuck around and are still here. It's nice to see.
So you're going to be our senior?
Yes, I am. The elder statesman.
Well, we'll have to keep banging away at that one, too. KINS, News and Information Time, 4:43. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
Sherry. The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley about the 29th anniversary of this thing called Talk Shop. During the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the first couple of years, and I remember an Old Town Merchant place doesn't exist now, and Fred's a teacher now. And he made the comment about the program that it's like two buddies on a sofa, two old friends on a sofa talking, and you've been invited into the room, and you're overhearing the conversation.
See, isn't that it?
And I thought, you know, that in a nutshell, and that was probably 85, really summarized what this show, what I try to make this show that the others aren't. This isn't one of those screw 'em to the wall, we're going to be the investigative reporter, we're going to find out what's going on, I'm going to make my name, and I'm going to leap to San Francisco.
Well, you're not going to.
It ain't going
to
happen.
You're not going to leap to San Francisco, but you do get a pretty good credit app on from your. It's a very soft approach, but you get a pretty good credit app from us.
Yeah, we get nice conversation going, and to me, I think the strongest feedback I've gotten, or the ones that I remember the most, you're certainly in the mix, but Bruce Williams was on this a couple times, and Rush was on this a couple times too when they were here in town. And they complimented on the style and the ease and they used the word simplicity, but in a positive vein.
Yeah.
This wasn't a lot of bells and whistles. This wasn't trying to do something nasty. This was just finding out and talking.
What happened to Bruce Williams?
He retired. As things changed, there were the Clark Howards and some of the other guys that came in with more personality and more of this. The next generation. Bruce version 2.
Okay.
So he's supposed to be coming back. I talked to him a couple weeks ago with some version of a short vignette form with radio. He's getting the itch again.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so.
You've seen a lot come and go. I mean, can you imagine having Rush here? I don't know what it would take to get him here now, but I don't think it's not likely.
You might have it. I don't have it.
I don't have it. It would be hard to imagine.
Yeah. See, the next one I want in the next little bit, Medved and Bortz. Both of those guys are intriguing people.
Medved's brilliant.
The community deserves both of them not only on the air but to be here and so that he understands our challenges. So those are a couple of guys out there in the future that I'm hoping.
Do you communicate with Bortz?
Periodically, but not on a regular basis, no. Not yet.
I think he'd offer a lot.
There's always more hope. Hey, thanks for coming by and
all right,
reminiscing.
Buddy. Hey, congratulations on 29 years.
Thanks. Let's see if we make 30. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love and see you tomorrow.